Reading and speaking. Game on or game over? Are you a gamer? If you enjoy playing computer games like many millions of other teenagers worldwide, then yes, you are. According to the China Internet Network Information Center, CINIC, internet users in China spend more than 11 hours gaming every week. It is one of the most popular free time activities for young people today, and does have a number of benefits. However, it is a hobby which is also worrying parents, educators, and the government. The main cause for concern is that some young people cannot control their time when playing and become addicted to certain games. Teenagers who spend long hours online can end up falling behind in their studies and suffering health and social problems. In the worst case, this could even result in tragedy. The sad deaths of two boys from Chongqing who fell asleep on a railway line after playing for 48 hours non-stop shocked the nation and brought the issue to people's attention. On the other hand, playing computer games can be beneficial to children's development and to the country. China Daily reported that all the high-scoring students in the college entrance exams were also gamers, and China's future success when competing in global markets will depend heavily on young adults who are skilled in using information technology. It is not possible to say that the internet is simply good or bad, but it is a powerful tool that needs to be used with care. Liu Huanrong, a volunteer who has helped many teenagers addicted to online gaming, believes that the most important thing for today's youth is to have balance in their lives. Ms. Liu says that certain games take too long to play and are unsuitable for teenagers. She also believes that some children find the pressure of studying too much and turn to games as a way to escape. Young people should choose their games wisely and make time for sleep, sport, hobbies, friends, and family, as well as for study. If they do so, their lives will be happy, healthy, and balanced.